This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
The Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. Hello and welcome to another episode.
Welcome
to another episode.
Kum Namatada. Oh!
That is a wonderful phrase, Jeanette.
Oh, I set up for that one.
How are you?
Good.
Are you getting much sleep?
Yep.
You're working hard or hardly working? Yeah.
Disgusting.
Do you know when I interviewed Dom Lau yesterday on the show? Not again.
What?
You're not letting me say my words.
No. When you interviewed Dom Lau yesterday during the show.
When I interviewed Dom Lau.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. When I interviewed Dom Lau on the show yesterday, I was going to ask.
Felt like I was there.
About Coca-Cola.
Yes.
You were there. You were just there in the background. Just
picking my teeth.
Yeah. I was going to ask him about Coca-Cola because you know how we've interviewed so many Asian pop stars that have had endorsements with Coca-Cola?
But never got a free
Sometimes Coke. Sometimes Pepsi, but never got a free Coke. He actually also endorsed. He didn't endorse. He was in a Coke commercial when he was 14, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it.
Maybe he wasn't allowed to drink Coke at that time, so he didn't get one for free.
I did have one of those awkward moments when I said to him, funny story. And he's like, yeah. And I said, and this was off air, and I said to him, so there's a lot of people walking past. I feel like a monkey in a zoo.
Just aggressively go up to the window and be like,
just like throw feces.
Yeah, that's right. Smile, but we're talking ish about you. We're dragging you under the bus.
But anyway, I said to him, funny story. Like when I was a couple of years ago, I was hosting the night show on Phuket Live 89.5 Mondays to Thursdays. And do you know why I wasn't hosting on Thursday, Dom Lau? Because you were hosting Asia Pop 40 there. And he's like, wow. And that was when I knew that it was finished with our interview and he was ready to go.
Wow. Oh, thy time is up. I need to leave now. Sorry.
Drop the mic. Anyway.
Ms. Nina and Colby O'Donis, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. We're waiting for our chat with Charlotte.
Oh, finally. You got the segue properly.
Luckily.
That didn't make any sense.
We don't have to wait too long because she's on the line now. Hi, Charlotte.
Someone who makes sense.
Hello.
Do you know Colby O'Donis there that featured with Ms. Nina? Do you know his name? Do you know what other well-known song with a US artist that he featured in a track of?
Tim O'Matic.
No.
Isn't it Colby O'Donis? Isn't that the one who was Lady Gaga?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I mean, not Poker Face. No. Just dance.
Yes, 100%. You know your there pop music. Ding, 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 ding,
that
ding,
was very
ding.
Close. Tim O'Matic, Lady Gaga. Same, but different.
Tim O'Matic. Wow.
I've met him. He wore two T-shirts.
And I even said well-known US artist.
He's
and
well-known.
You went with Tim O'Matic, who's Australian.
He's got a weird
Tim
accent.
Tim O'Matic. Oh, my God. Charlotte, we've got you here for a very important reason. Not only do you just sound great in our ears, but you are a big fan of 1OK Rock and
surprisingly,
very excited about the news of them coming to Australia.
Look, I've been waiting for this for so long. As soon as they announced it on Monday, I may have been squealing in my room for a solid 10 minutes. They came for Soundwave in, I think, 2014, 15.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, they've been here before.
Yeah, but it was only one day and you can't really go to a Soundwave concert just to see one person.
Yeah.
A little bit sad. But no, as soon as they announced it, it's gone off. It's gone viral in all the online communities, which is great. Good to hear.
Wow. So, have they given any details about venues, cities?
Yeah. So it's actually going to be promoted by a company called Destroy All Lines, which have brought heaps of alternative rock bands down to Australia. They've announced three cities so far. Fingers crossed they might add more. But at the moment it's in Brisbane on the 6th of October. 7th of October it's in Sydney. And on the 8th it comes down to Melbourne. So hopefully most people get to see them.
That's like a good way. I mean, not a good way. I mean, like, they're visiting so many different cities as well.
Yeah, it's good. I hope that everyone that wants to see them gets a chance to. But unfortunately, those who are in Perth and Adelaide may have to travel to come down. But it will be totally worth it.
100%. It's all about, like, the experience. Like, I went to Melbourne last week to see 1OK Rock, and it's like a memorable moment.
Yeah, it's good too as well to not just have, I know K-pop has been, there's a lot of K-pop acts coming down. It's great to see J-Rock come into
Yeah, diversity, hey.
Charlotte, they're a huge name in the J-Rock kind of genre, I guess. But for those that are unaware and don't necessarily follow what's happening in Japan, how long have they been around and what are they most noteworthy for?
So they've been around since about 2006. They actually started in high school. I would say probably the most well known for is they've collaborated a lot with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Right.
Which
they've actually on their latest album, they've got a track with them.
Oh,
they're
really,
really good friends. Yeah. This track, which was written and recorded in America, features a lot of American artists off their label Fueled by Ramen, which is the now starting to get a lot more traction, especially because in Japan on their tour, they had Fallout Boy open for them as well.
What?
So they're starting to get a little bit more well-known in the alternative community in America, which is great. And hopefully it will start in Australia and start a massive snowball into them being royalty like they are over in Japan.
So you can only assume that, 5 Seconds of Summer may make an appearance at one of their shows, right?
Unfortunately, they're on tour themselves, I'm pretty sure, but you never know. They might back down.
I love my condiments. I love 5 different sauces.
Wow.
5 sauce for life.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit off track there.
It's called 5 sauce.
5 sauce.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, dear.
What's 1OK Rock?
Hashtag I get it. You've got no idea.
Or.
So, Charlotte, I mean, I'm assuming that Asian Pop Radio will be involved. I mean, we are the premier Asian pop station in Melbourne. I mean, what's going on? Like, what's going to happen? How
Absolutely.
Are we getting involved?
If I've got anything to do with it, we will be there on the front lines. So, at the moment, we're just waiting to hear back for some promotional stuff to hopefully get the ball rolling and get people involved.
Yeah. You see, there are hoops. There are usually hoops to jump through. Have you had practice jumping through hoops lately? Do you have a hula hoop?
Not physically.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not the sports type. I tend to avoid anything to do with physical
100%.
Activity, but I will jump in Understandable. For 1OK Rock.
Well,
I'm willing to run a marathon.
I think everyone's absolutely pumped and ecstatic about 1OK Rock coming to town, and we desperately want to be there. So if the promoters are listening to us right now, we will do everything we can to help you promote it, get involved, represent, and
Always
just
plug.
Like, oh, my God, so many more people need to know about them. They're an incredible group, and more Australians need to know. And I'm hoping that this is the kind of event that will allow, like, local J-pop fans and J-rock fans to get more events just like this. If this can be a success, we can get more people to this event, then just like it happens in K-pop, we'll get more and more concerts in our part of the world.
Absolutely. Hear, hear.
Excellent. I think we've sold it. Let's keep trying. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, one rock on.
Yikes.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Yikes.
Charlotte, do you want to choose what song we go to? We're going to play a 1OK Rock song now. What do you reckon we should play?
Like any song off any album?
Anything.
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. Oh, no.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this hard.
Yeah, no, it's just so many. There's
Paper Plane.
G-Dragon it is.
G-Dragon it is. Or you can even go to, I was going to go for a Japanese name.
How about we leave it to Juby to decide? Juby's just like face palmed. Oh, God, now I have to do that. All right. Here's 1OK Rock. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thanks.